are rolling audio. This is Soil Sisters Cooking with Inga and Cynthia. It's the first part.
Good job, Cynthia.
She's a pro.
Ready?
Okay, no, let's take like a couple seconds. Let that thing stop shaking. Okay, whenever you're ready.
3, 2, 1. Well, Since we're celebrating women today, I thought I would have my beautiful mother come along to the kitchen and cook beside me. She was really the one that taught me how to cook growing up. She did all kinds of different things on the farm. She does a ton of work on my farm still now, and I really love you, Mom.
Thanks,
even when
Singapore.
I irritate you.
Yeah, and vice versa. Thanks for inviting me to the party.
Thanks for coming.
I'm looking forward to meeting all these women.
They're really incredible. Yeah. They're really incredible. I mean, they're all women, I think, in general, are incredible, especially when they are, you know, raising families, working full-time and farming full-time. It's a lot of stuff. And I'm so happy that my mom's here to help me. She comes out to the creamery and she'll help me wrap cheese, turn the cheese, deliver the cheese. She doesn't like to go in the barn with the cows.
Yeah, I learned never to do that.
Did you ever help Dad when you guys were farming?
No one told me. Later, 10 years later, a woman said, oh, never learn how to milk a cow. And I go, thanks, you're 10 years too late. I learned. Then you have to go.
Well, anytime you want to come.
I know better. I know better.
So I asked my mom today, we're putting together a cheese plate for the Soil Sisters potluck. I thought since we do cheese at the farm, and it's, you know, the maybe the hottest day of the year today.
You got that right. Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're always in the kitchen on the hottest days of the year, but mostly we're like canning tomatoes or something. So it's nice that we're not standing over a boiling hot stove.
Correct.
I'm just trying to be positive.
You do have to put these in the oven at 375 if I don't remember to say it later.
I'm just going to keep fanning us the whole time. So tell me, what are the ingredients that we're going to... You're going to talk me through this, and I'm going to talk you through the cheese.
So we're making rye crisps. We're making crackers. To buy them at the store is outrageous, and when you can whip them up easily, we're doing it on camera.
That's the thing. It's like there's so many of these things that might be convenient to buy because it takes a little bit of effort. But I think one thing that my mom taught me growing up is that a little bit of effort goes a long way in the kitchen, like with making homemade salad dressings, mm-hmm. or, you know, pancake mix. People buy pancake mix, which seems so funny to me.
Right. Well, my story, I didn't know you could make a cake from scratch. My mother lived at the grocery store.
Oh, isn't that funny?
And until I met my mother-in-law, I had no idea you could make a cake from scratch.
And now you're the best baker.
Or Penny's white sauce. All right, so let's start. We're going to do 1 cup of rye flour. I'm so enjoying cooking with rye flour. And 1 cup of just whole wheat flour. And to that, Inga is going to add her pinches to make it a good half a teaspoon.
Of salt or everything?
Yeah, salt.
Oh, good.
Okay. So this simple recipe is 1 cup and 1 cup. 1/4 cup of olive oil. Uh-oh, I should have put those in.
That's fine. That's cooking, you know.
All right, let's go.
All right. These all get dumped in.
So sesame seeds are actually so good.
This is a very seed.
They're good for you.
Stop.
Just stop. Cynthia, when you're talking, look right here, too, because you're looking to Sam. Or
I know, Sam.
Yeah.
Go away. I can't see and Colin.
Do you see where it says Luminex? Right
there.
That's where I look.
This glass.
Okay. Yeah.
That way you're connecting with the audience. Okay, keep going.
Okay, sorry.
So with this cracker recipe, anything that you like can go in it. Flaxseed. Sesame seed.
Is this chia?
Chia. It's a little less expensive than poppy, but gives that popping crunch. We've got sunflower seeds.
Pumpkin seeds?
Or pepitas.
Same. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So pepitas.
Don't quote me on that one.
And you can call my neighborhood. We've tried 5 recipes so far, and everybody agrees pepitas really did make it.
Okay, and then cranberries.
Cranberries, the Wisconsin state fruit.
Fruit, yeah.
And the expensive crackers I buy have this in them.
And so, this is literally taking us, less than 5 minutes?
Right. Hot water. Two-thirds cup of really, I've been using very hot water. And I've never had a problem mixing this.
Because the heat just helps dissolve all the flowers and things.
But then we will find out today if it's the temper of the day, since we're standing here kind of a little moist.
Well, you know, it's going to be kind of fun when we think of, I always try to think about the wintertime when it's just like so hot and humid on the farm and the cows are kind of a little bit miserable because it's just like, is this?
Oh, so you like
Well, I think about, and then I think, well, in the wintertime, I'm going to be complaining about how cold it is. I think I just like to complain no matter what it is, even if it was a perfect day. I must get that from my father.
Yeah. All right, so take a look. It makes this nice kind of loose gooey dish. Oh, it's beautiful.
Let me just, my hands are clean. I just want to pick some up. So it's just coming together.
Right. So I'm going to take this off.
I'll take your spoon.
Okay. And the two pieces of paper.
Right here, parchment, one and two.
Right, so what you do, what I've been doing is I like to knead. If you don't knead and move hard and work, it's not worth doing. And when I learned that you didn't need to make bread dough quite so hard, it turned out a whole lot better. So here we go, then we divide them in half.
Why? Just because they make, because we have to roll them out so much?
This makes like maybe 40, at least 40 large crackers.
Well, we're having at least 50 ladies out today, so we'll have to do
both. Well, we've got a couple extra batches already made. Okay, now the trick with the crackers, start rolling.
Well, I'm putting them in between two different parchment.
Two different parchments, and this is lined, not that it has helped me yet, but you want to get this 1/16 inch thin. So keep going.
Let's pause there for a second.
Yeah.
You gotta dab your face really quick.
James, are you getting like a cross shot of Cynthia?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so I'm just gonna try to get this as thin as possible. It feels like it's already like, I think it's because of all the seeds and everything. It's like really sturdy.
Yeah, it's very sturdy, but you really got to go thin.
All right.
Since the table's kind of tall, I thought I'd have you roll it and roll it and hard.
I know. People are always like, where did you get your height from? Like, I have no idea. But it wasn't my mother and father.
Just good genetics. Protein.
All right. These are getting kind of thin.
Not yet.
Okay. There's a cut pretty thin. I mean,
okay, well, we're going to cut this off anyway, so.
Here, I'll get that. She helped, likes to have everything perfect when it comes to the kitchen. I always like to wing it.
Okay, now the next, if somebody can figure out how to do this straight on, let me know.
Well, so this way looks artisan, you know.
Is your best friend in here, and I'm just cutting. Picking this away.
Because you want it to all be straight?
Some people like things very straight. Some people like rustic. And some people like straight. So we're going for straight for this one. The next one you can make rustic.
Okay. I just think when it's kind of, it looks more homemade. I always thought it'd be fun to have a bakery where I would just make cakes that looked very homemade instead of like really beautiful. They were like a little bit wobbly with just like maybe some words misspelled or something. So then if you didn't have time to make a birthday cake, you could get one from this bakery and then people would believe that you actually homemade it. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Okay. So now the next thing you want, brilliant, but the next thing you want to do is whatever shape you want. This is whatever shape you want. I'm a rectangle kind of woman. So I'm going to go... I'm not going all the way through.
You're scoring.
Scoring it. Yes, thank you. And then I'll score this way. This way. These are pretty heavy-duty crackers. So you might want to leave some, you know.
You don't need a huge cracker. No. And what we're going to end up doing is actually putting a little bit of a chutney on these crackers and layering some of our cheese on top.
So next one, let's put it on here.
All right. Oh! That's fine.
Okay, now poke holes.
I feel like this is the same job I had when I was a little kid, too.
And then now you can add more salt. Some people like to add their seeds now.
Like just for seeds on top, just for like decoration.
I just
that seems to be like too much. And are you going to put any oil on top, or this
no,
is it?
Nope, okay. This is it.
I suppose that they would just fry if they had oil on top.
Right. Now let's
give you salt.
This is my favorite part.
And then we're going to bake this at 350?
375, well, anywhere from 350 to 425. 375, I've been doing my last two batches.
Okay. And you just say, and don't, they don't need to know how you've been experimenting. So just go right to, okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
And now, wait, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to put these in the oven at 350, 375?
Let's go 375 for 15 minutes. Flip them. Add 10 minutes. Check. When these edges are getting brown, you really got to pull it out quick.
All right. We're going to pop these in the oven, get cleaned up, and then I'm going to teach you guys how I like to put together a cheese plate.
Great.
Perfect.
Can I get a really tight shot of all the textures there?
And we have more we can roll out, too.
Let's get that last line a bit more, and like maybe you're looking at her while she's saying it.
Just hold this in your hand a little bit.
Then you guys both look and kind of smile.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Well, we're going to pop these in the oven, get cleaned up here, and then I'm going to teach you all how I like to do a cheese plate.
All right, in the oven.
Perfect.
And then maybe do you want to get a shot of her just pulling it out of frame, Ethan?
Yeah, let me just get a texture shot first.
Okay. I think two.
Then Cynthia, count to like five and just pull it out.
Wait.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice. Okay, awesome. You want to set that back down? I'm just going to get some quick close-ups. Everybody cut.
Okay, we can grab...